Stephanie, I love seeing you here on this new series, Fire Country. Was there something about your character, Gabriella, or about the show itself that really made you want to be a part of it?
Gabriella was one of those characters that, like, as actors, we get these auditions and, we find little things in them and we do our whole breakdown and our script analysis and all that. But Gabriella, yes, it was one of those things, but I had at the time so many auditions, and when I got her, I was like, oh, I know her. It was like instant connection. So I think that was one of the reasons too. And I was so, like, just ready and eager to work again as well. And just kind of be able to follow through with a character all the way, and kind of and just develop her, as opposed to, like, other roles that I've had in English that were recurrings or, stuff that, like, either we didn't get renewed or I wasn't able to, like, fully give her a whole life. So this is just really exciting to be able to create and collaborate with everybody, because it's very much a show of collaboration.
Were you familiar at all with any of your co-stars before getting to work with them here on the show?
No, I didn't know any of them. And it's what's crazy is that none of us chemistry read with each other at all, and how they managed to get the perfect group of actors that absolutely love each other and get along, I don't know, but they did it. And it's such a it creates such beautiful energy on set, and I'm sure that it translates on camera as well.
There is, and I love that you guys work together so well. Were you excited then to share a scene with someone in particular, or were you just excited to get the ball rolling and work with everyone?
All of it. I will say that I was very nervous for my first scene with Billy Burke, because I had just watched a show he was in, and I was like, he's so great. Like, he has so many chops. He's so incredible. So I was really nervous, but it's so nice. I've even gotten a compliment from him already. So I'm like, oh, I could die and I'm good.
I mean, he was the Papa de Bella Swan. You can only go so, I mean, you can only be so close to that without fangirling a little. He's been in so many things, actually.
I know, but honestly, like, we're just very lucky. Everyone shows up, they do their work, and they prepare. So it's really just a master class to be there and learn from all of my coworkers.
Oh my goodness. There's a love of community and hometown that really resides in Gabriella. What did they explain to you a little bit about her love of where she lives?
So Gabriella's kind of been like a little traveling gypsy, I guess, right? Kind of. I mean, within the structure that she has because of her Olympic diving. So she's never really stayed somewhere for too long, and that's why within the episodes that have already come out, you see her yearning for that community, right? For that family and community, and the things that she's never really had too much of because of diving and because of it being such a solitaire sport, So she's coming to a decision and a big transition in her life, within her own womanhood, within her own wants, right? What is it? How do you want to be loved? How do you want to live? What do you want? Like, what truly is the value of life,
Was there anything you personally gave to her then that maybe wasn't in her initial breakdown?
That's a good question. I think a lot of her handling her emotions with her breath. Because diving, you use so much breath for diving, and you kind of, like, met with so much pressure, but not really when you're, in sports, you kind of just go for it because you've been training for this your whole life. But in life, it's different. You get different things thrown at you. So how are you going to breathe within those scenarios?
Did they give you any diving training at all, or will we not see that side of her with you in character?
You will be able to see that. You will be able to see that. I have amazing stunt women that help me out with so many things, but also I love doing my own stunts. So I'll push as far as they'll let me push, as much as they let me. But between her, and that's one of the things I get to tell my beautiful stunt woman that helped me out, right? The breath part about it, like the breath work that Gabriella does within her life and within her diving. But I've been swimming since I was in diapers. So swimming and diving and all that, obviously, like not at an Olympic level, but all of that comes really easy for me, and I love learning. So I always tell all of these amazing, incredible women that help me out, like to teach me as well. And usually the director will give me a chance to go once at least and see if they like it, if my form is as proper as it's supposed to be. But I very much admire people who do this for a career.
There's so many scenes that just captivate every single episode. Is there a specific episode or maybe some memorable moments you personally had while filming Fire Country?
I have lots of different connections with all the actors, right? And we all love to play, which is nice. It's kind of like if we're doing a scene at a theater. I mean, it's just fun going to work with people you love and people who care and want to be there. So I think like one of my favorite memories wasn't even in scene. It's we literally had a full-on Nerf gun fight, Jordan, Kevin, and I, in between setups. So we're really just big kids on set.
I mean, you're a part of social media. You've got to be getting some incredible fan feedback, not just from people who are enjoying the series, but actual firefighters as well. Does that tend to come across your feed at all? And what have people been really telling you about the series?
It's been interesting because the show's airing, but we're still working. So sometimes I'm at work from like 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. and I try and get on as much as I can because I'm so grateful for all the support that we've received. And Diane was actually telling us about this retired woman that was part of the CAL FIRE program, and she was actually one of the first women that wrote to us, and how happy she is that this is being shed light on, right? So it's just really nice to be able to. That's one of the things that we try and get 1,000% right. And we always have a firefighter tech on set with us so that we can ask questions, or if he sees or she sees anything that maybe we're not holding properly or doing right, they correct us immediately. So like our biggest thing is to do them justice, you know, and make them feel proud as well. There's so much that goes behind it, and it's so nice to be able to receive that feedback from people, you know, and just in general within our own characters, even if it doesn't have to do with firefighting, you know, like the beautiful thing about our job is that people get to resonate with our characters, or people get to maybe find things within inside of them that they didn't know, and maybe things that trigger, maybe things that don't, you know, but we get to make people feel.
That has to mean so much to you, that you receive such kind remarks from all different types of people enjoying the series.
It's really, I think we're all living a dream come true.
I can only imagine. You guys have recently been one of the few series that got picked up for more episodes. What was your reaction, or where were you when you found out about this incredible extension?
Oh, it was so nice. We were all at work, actually, all of us. And the executives, Amy, Tom, and Kelly came by. The executives from CBS came by at 4 p.m. on set. It was also, by the way, Jordan Calloway's birthday that day. And when I knew that the executives were coming, I told Jordan, I was like, are you ready for your birthday present? Because something has to happen on your birthday big if executives are coming. Are you ready for it? And sure enough, they came in person to tell us that we got our back nine, our full series order. It was a very emotional and joyous moment. And I'm so glad that we all got to share that moment together as well. Because, you know, when we booked the pilot, we all got the news individually, obviously. When the pilot got picked up as well, we all got that news individually. So this is the actual first time that we're getting news together. And it's really special to be able to be in each other's presence during that.
Jordan's like, thank you. You're welcome. It's all my good luck.
It was my birthday wish.
You're not supposed to give it away, but clearly it worked.
Yep. Yeah. It's great.
What do you think it is about Fire Country that's just made it such a fast fan favorite series? I mean, Max will totally have a different answer, obviously. Just he'll consider it's all his great achievement, but we know it's a group effort, right?
No, you know what? And this is the thing, Max is such an incredible human, you know, that he also like will sit back and let everybody else take credit because he sees it as the team effort, you know, and he's such one of the things I was talking about with a friend the other day, because she mentioned, she was like, man, your cast is so cool. You guys actually like hang out and go on activities. And I was like, what do you mean activities? She's like, yeah, on my show, everybody just wants to go to the bar and drink. And she's like, you guys actually go like jet skiing and go on and sleep over each other's places and have picnics and do all these fun, like quality time activities. So it's nice. And I think that between all of us and Max, especially, you know, we've made sure that that happens. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the things that I feel like why people like it so much, even if they don't know, is because of that. Cause you know, we want to be there. We want to make magic. We love our characters. We love what we do. And nobody's a diva on set. Everybody is just so caring. So I'm sure, yes, that translates, but also the fact that it's such a collaborative team. Like we have meetings with our writers. We have, you know, conversations with each other. We get together to run lines as well, you know? And I feel like that gives everyone in their own departments a little more creative freedom than what other shows usually do, you know? So you're bringing, it's just a melting pot of collaborative creativeness, which is so beautiful to have. We're not puppets, you know, we're able to work our art.
That's so gratifying on so many levels for you, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. It very much is.
Outside of Fire Country, do you have any other projects that you've been busy working on, or ones that you had been working on that are finally finding its way out?
I'm a crazy woman that loves to study. So I signed up for 2 classes before I thought I was going to be this busy. So right now I'm working during the week on Fire Country, and on the weekends I take 2 different classes and work out and study when I can. So right now I'm taking an advanced breath work class. And I'm also taking a writer's course. So that's what's going on right now.
When do you even sleep, Stephanie? I mean, at this point, you're like, what is it? Like energy drink and go.
That's what all my friends ask me. I'm like, you know what? As long as I have this energy, you know, with my age, I'm going to enjoy it as long as I can because I'm a morning person. So it's perfect. I wake up, do my classes, do my stuff, study, work out. I think it's also like, and I'm sure all my castmates can attest to this, but I think it's also the fact that we love what we do so much that it just naturally gives us an energy boost, you know?
I mean, fighting fires and stunt work and all of this has to be such a big adrenaline rush that you're not going to be resting in the near future. There's probably not much of a big way to shake off a long day of filming with all that blood in your system pumping.
Yeah, you know what? You're not wrong. I did miss one class one time because I was so exhausted, but it's good. They take care of us. We take care of ourselves. Jordan and Calloway has been training me at the gym, so I'm getting so much stronger thanks to him. But our rule is that we go straight to the gym after work. We can't, nobody can go to like their own apartments, because if you go to your apartment, you fall asleep. So you have to go to the gym right after work and then you can leave.
Oh, that's a wise thing. Yeah, that way you're not just immediately passing out on the couch the minute you walk in the
Yes. We made that mistake once where he didn't bring his workout clothes and I was like, "You messed up. Now we're done." And we didn't go to the gym that day. But yeah, it's been good. I love spending time with everyone. It's so nice.
Well, what would you like to say then to everyone who are fans and supporters of the wonderful work you do on Fire Country and all the projects you've already been a part of?
I just want to say thank you so much for supporting our dreams, for watching, for continuing to follow our stories, and for all the support. Yeah, because we put a lot of heart into it, and it's just really gratifying to have people love it and see it as well. So I'm just really, really grateful that we get to live our dreams through everyone as well, because we're playing real people as well. People who do this, and it's just really nice, especially like on my side where I speak both languages, to see people that, my family members watching it as well in other countries. It's beautiful. So thank you.